Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your fierce choice for insurance. My special guest is Marty Wojciechowski from Luther Auto. Am I saying that right? Luther
you sure Auto? Are, Tom. Very nice.
Thanks. I got Wojciechowski right. I wasn't sure about Luther Auto.
You got her close.
All right, beautiful.
It's good.
Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
And welcome, success friends. Our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to build a mountain from a little hill. Success friends, all you need to understand is the science of success. Principles that, when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. Our success principle of the day is energized synergy. And do I hear, Marty, I think it's time for a quote from the great Vince Lombardi.
Bring it on.
And Vince told us, the achievements of an organization are the results of combined effort of each individual. People who work together will win, whether it be against complex football defenses or the problems of modern society. Individual commitment to a group effort, that is what makes for teamwork. It makes a company work, a society work, a civilization work. So success friends, let me tell you and introduce Marty Wojciechowski for a minute. How did I say that?
You're still really good. You're on.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
Thank you, Jerry. But Marty, you know, you have been synergizing with the American public for the past 25 years or so. Still a young man, of course. But, you know, you're currently plying your trade at Luther Automotive. You hold the position of marketing manager for the Luther Auto Group. And I know, Marty, you do quite a bit of volunteer work. But what I want to talk about is how you are a problem solver and your team is always looking for ways to be better. They work smarter. Your team's always looking for a way to win. They do a great job.
Sure.
But, Marty, the key word here is team. And you have built one of the best in the business. And I think the true mark of it is that you have a team that has worked together for such a long time. They work in harmony, they synergize, and they get the job done. And Marty, I attribute that to you, to your leadership, and to you building an organization built on cooperation.
Wow. Thank you for that warm welcome.
They didn't know how lucky they are, that team.
I'm a lucky guy.
No, Marty, we're lucky to work with you. I mean, cool. We've worked with you off and on for the last 20-some years. Success friends in the insurance industry, we need good partners like Marty and like Luther Auto. Because one of the things, Marty, I want to talk about is we say the word synergy. You know, that's kind of one of those $64 words, right? Synergy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But synergy is defined as the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or other agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. And what I mean by that, Marty, is, hey, me doing this radio show by myself is kind of boring. But me and Jerry,
you should have, Tom.
We got some synergy going, huh? So I call it energized synergy, Marty, because to get the most out of the principle of success, the synergy must be combined in a positive manner and not by being, you know, just going through the motions, right?
Right.
You know that person I'm talking about. But hey, while I'm at it, Marty, got to get all our work done before we really get into the nuts and bolts of this. I want to talk about your website.
Sure.
Where, you know, let's talk about what does Marty do with Luther Auto or the Auto Group? What do you do there?
Well, I help out with the marketing side of the company.
And I, you know, people hear the advertisements of Luther Auto, the dealership, but really you do so much more.
Right, right. I have my fingers in a lot of things for the company, and it's great. I have one of the best jobs in the company.
Very, one of the best jobs. But you are one of the hardest working executives in all of North America.
Well, that's debatable on with depending on who you ask. But, yeah.
But Marty, let's talk about the website. It's lutherauto.com, is
right.
that right?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
And your phone number, if they want to get some glass or they need a tow? Or
my phone number is real easy to remember. Actually, it's a toll number. It's 1-877-LUTHERS. You just dial 1-877-LUTHERS, and that phone number is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So if I hit a deer, I'm in the middle of nowhere, I got my cell phone, I dial 1-800-LUTHERS, they can help me.
Yes, they can.
All right. Very good to know. Success, friends. I also want to mention FierceChoice.com. Our phone number is 651-738-0107. And you can get a free insurance review with us, Marty. Also, at this time of the year, you can ask us about health insurance. It's open enrollment right now. But I also want to talk about a website we have, which is called GPS for Success. And Success, friends, this is a site dedicated to you. It's a site, it talks about how to be successful. Oh, Marty.
Uh-oh.
We've got one of those world famous. Now, wait for a minute, Marty. Wait. It's time for a lemon drop. And the lemon drop is, isn't it exciting to think what you and another working in harmony will accomplish today? That's a lemon drop. Now, doesn't that just melt in your mind for the rest of the day, Marty?
That is really nice.
All our success friends have to do is go to GPS4success.com. And we actually have a lemon drop on the website, Marty, pointing to where they can sign up and get a lemon drop every day of the week.
You have thought of it all.
Oh, it's just excitement. We just give, give, give.
Very nice.
But, Marty, you know, have you ever had that person that says, you know, okay, I'll do it because you're my boss and you're telling me to do it?
You know, unfortunately, Tom, I have.
Thankfully, they don't work for you.
Well,
in the past, maybe.
Right. But, you know, you learn over the years, you got to ask one simple question I've found is that, you know, what do you think we should do? You know, and that way it kind of opens up those lines of communications pretty quickly.
Hey, Tom, you might learn something here.
Thanks, Jerry.
Because, you know, Tom, most everyone does have an opinion, right?
That they do.
Jerry.
You know, I got a few, Marty.
That's good.
But, you know, it is true. I mean, you get that person, well, I'll do it. You know, but when we talk about success principles, we're talking about doing something special with our lives, right?
Right.
And that's what this radio show is dedicated, doing something special with our lives, being somebody, right?
Right, exactly. And I think, Tom, you know, one of the things that's important is that if you get everyone's opinion that is kind of in the game, mm-hmm. then it becomes the group's decision, right?
Right.
So it's not just Marty's decision. And if it doesn't hit the mark, then it's not all on me because right. we've all kind of had that synergy. We've all kind of thrown our feelings into that.
Kind of like the Green Bay Packers, right, Marty?
That's right.
After a nice victory over the Detroit Lions.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, they're going to do it this week.
Well, they did. They did win, right? Right, Green Bay Packer fans? Right, success friends? Absolutely. But, Tay, you know, we're really excited to have you on. I mean, you were the one person I remember, Marty, a long time ago. You got to watch those Vikings actually play at this Ford Field.
Right. I had an opportunity to fly with the team.
Oh, isn't that fun? That was some energized energy.
That
right?
was a real fun day.
You know, and again, that's on a football team. You may have the greatest quarterback in the world, but Aaron Rodgers can't win it all on his own, right?
No, he's got to have a lot of help.
Lots of help. Another 23 players.
Yes.
So energize synergy. It's so important to success. That positive side of it, it really needs to be a group effort.
Right. I think the more people you involve or the resource you involve, you know, I think you get a better outcome even
mm-hmm.
because you've got a opinions and things from other folks.
Well, we talk about the mastermind is one of the success principles that are part of this. We had a radio show on mastermind. And what I think of is energized synergy is the mastermind in action. So two minds coming together working in harmony come up with a great idea, and then you have the energized synergy of everybody working together to pull that feed off. And really, Marty, I mean, this is what you have working at Luther with your group of guys.
Right. Yes, it is. And synergy is very important in our group. We all work together as a team.
And Success Friends, I know it's true. I worked with them also, and they just do a fantastic job. Marty, what, you know, number one, how did you get into the automotive world? I mean, was this something planned? Is it something that just came about? Or?
Well, I've always liked vehicles. I've always liked cars.
Okay.
And, you know, that's a changing, you know, business.
Right.
Cars are getting better and better each year, and it's more interesting as they come out with new models. But I've always had the ability to work with people.
Okay.
And in the car business, you're really helping people find that right vehicle or servicing that vehicle when they need it done.
Right.
And whatever business that I've been in the past, it's been working with people.
And Marty, it's kind of like phones and insurance. Everybody has them.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
It touches everybody out there.
Right.
I won't even go. I think Jerry might have had a car one day in his life.
Really?
But, well, we won't say anything there.
Please.
But Marty, when we talk about, I want to go back a little bit to your team, and I think really, I mean, if I can give a shout out to Steve Weisenberger, a great Packer fan from
way
back.
Oh, he's by far, he's a true and true fan.
And you guys go back how many years working together?
Oh, geez, at least over 25 years.
Working together.
Yeah.
And what you have put together at Luther is just, I mean, really, you guys are state of the art.
Yeah, we put together a great team of folks that
help us
every day.
I make one phone call, I have a problem. And I never have a problem, but in the event I do, I know it's one phone call and it gets taken care of.
Yes.
So that's the fabulous thing.
We work very hard on that.
What, you know, was that just by chance? Has it just you built a great relationship and you've been able to build a team from there?
Yeah, I think over time we've really had a lot of great team building in our organization, and we have a lot of great people we can rely on.
How have you and Steve been able to stay together for so long?
Well, I think we have our jobs pretty much figured out, what he does well and what I do well. And, you know, we do our separate things at times, but
right.
We come together on major decisions and
right.
And work things out.
And you've always kind of done that together?
Yeah. Yeah. We work great as a team.
Fantastic.
He's a good partner.
Fantastic. You know, Marty, and this is not, what do I want to say? This is not a Vince Lombardi quote. However, we're going to give him the trumpet, because Bertrand Russell, the great philosopher, said, "The only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation." And in today's world, Marty, we have talk radio, we have electronics, we have technology, we have KLBB radio. I mean,
yeah.
We have, you know, everything out there. There is so much being put in front of our face, and it seems to separate groups.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I get that.
And yet, when we work together, we accomplish so much more. What do you tell your guys when they have disagreements, or when they, you know, I mean, when
well, first of all, you hope you don't have too many disagreements,
right.
You know, but you're always going to have some conflict, right?
Right, right.
But I think working with a team and just everyone knowing that each position in our organization is just as important as the next is real important, because they have different touch points with the customer.
Right.
And we want to make sure that the customer has one of those best experiences they've ever had. Now, when they have a collision or they have a need for vehicle repair, it's not always the most fun.
They're
time.
Coming in a stressed state of mind.
Yeah, so it's our job to kind of make them a little more relaxed and kind of give them what's going to happen next, because most people have never had an accident before.
Right, right.
So if we can help them through that process of what's going to happen next and what the outcome is going to be, it makes it a lot more smooth in that transition.
But I think one thing, get back a little bit, one of the things you're talking about, so you have the group, there is somebody saying, the voice of dissent, which we need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys work with, or have you spent time on understanding compromise? I mean, is that a...
Oh, absolutely. We have constantly in training for understanding people and how to deal with different personalities and how to deal with different things that may pop up, objections, you know, with customers.
And, I mean, I think the thing about it, too, is, Tay, is it is customer service, as I know, and I'm sure as you know, it can be a very stressful thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
And we have to be good with the client. Sometimes we come back to the group, that the coworkers, and maybe we're frustrated. We're, you know, that's where we let off a little steam. So I guess part of that synergy is understanding how to let people vent.
Right. And I think it goes back to what I said before, and that, you know, if you ask the right questions up front with the group, you have a better chance of uncovering different perspectives. And you know, you can't go into it with blinders. You may end up with something that you totally didn't think was going to come out of that discussion, right? Because they have things that they bring to the table that I don't have.
Right. Right.
So it's very important to get their perspective and get their input.
So people need to have choices.
Yes.
And Marty, let me tell you something. When it comes to insurance, people have a choice. And your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Did you like that segue?
Smooth. Not enough O's and smooth.
But whether you need auto or home insurance, life or health insurance, or maybe commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency provides you with the best products for the best prices. And we have over 30 years experience. We treat you the way we would want to be treated. We call it blue ribbon service. So yes, you do have a choice, but your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. Jerry, any thoughts?
Slow down. It's scary out there.
Thank you, Jerry. And hey, success friends, you can reach us at 651-738-0107, or you can reach us on the web at fiercechoice.com. Now, one of the interesting things, Marty, is from the outside looking in, you have myself, I have agents, I have customer service, Kim and Kelly do a great job. But one of the things that people don't realize really is we're as good as our relationships.
Yes.
And you know, an interesting point, I had a good client of mine, he ran into a deer. Now, he's, you know, the car is drivable, but he's got to get the car fixed. Tom, what do I do? Like you say, Marty, he's never been through it before. What does he do? You know, my comment to him is, okay, we're going to get you working with Luther Auto. It's right near his house. So let's get that going. And I can hand that client over to Luther Auto like we work together on the same team, because we really do, even though
right.
we're different companies.
Yes.
One of the things that I'd like you to do is kind of share with our success friends, what does happen when the client calls up and say, hey, I've been in an accident. What should I do?
Well, I think right off the bat, we are in the people business. Both of our businesses, Tom, are in the people
right.
helping
Absolutely.
Business. So we have to, first of all, sit down with that guest and just really, you know, let them tell us about what happened.
Right.
Because a lot of times they want to explain to us what happened because they just want to get it out, you know.
It wasn't their fault.
You're right, Jerry.
Sometimes I remember Frank Costanza of Seinfeld fame said you should always sit next to a proctologist at a party because they have the best stories, always ending in a million to one shot, doc, a million to one. And I'm sure that's what a lot of the clients tell you about their accident. Can't believe it happened to me, right, Marty?
Right, I guess.
A million to one, okay. Anyway,
yeah.
But yeah, Marty, go into a little depth. Okay, so
yeah,
like,
so what
happened?
Right, so the customer comes in and they've had a traumatic experience. Usually they've hit something
right.
or they've had an occurrence with their car. And we sit them down and walk them through the entire process because, you know, they have to get on with their lives. So it might mean they need some sort of alternative transportation to get to school, home, work, wherever it might be. So we want to walk them through the process with what happens with the insurance folks, as well as,
right.
you know, the parts and the whole things that go along with the repair process. Because there's a long list of things that are going to happen to the vehicle.
They need a car to drive, a rental car.
They got to get back with their life.
How long is my car going to be done?
Right.
Now, Marty.
Or
is
it ever going to be the same?
Yeah, and really, with today's technology,
we can make
many
it better.
Times a car is better, right?
Right. We can make it better.
I've seen the equipment you use. And, you know, that brings up another point we're going to talk to our success friends about. One of the complaints we get, Marty, and I try to educate people on this, but, you know, you're not using OEM or original parts on my car. What has gone on with the industry with that?
Well, I think it really, first off, in the state of Minnesota, I can't, you know, and Wisconsin,
right.
you have the right to choose where you want to have your vehicle repaired.
Right.
And with that comes some responsibility on the shops to let to inform the customer and let them know what's going to happen. And one of it is, you know, what kind of parts you're going to use.
Right.
You know, there are certain times when certain types of parts make sense, you know.
Right.
And if you've got a brand new vehicle, you know, you probably want to use what came with it on there. Now, if you got a little more, you know, a little older vehicle, it might make more sense to put, you know, some parts that may not, well, I guess, you know.
It's not OEM.
Right. It's not OEM.
Right.
But they're just as good. And they, a lot of those now, you know, there's not a bad part made. It's just a matter of what kind of warranty you're
going to
have.
And a lot of times it's a part that's coming off of it. I mean, I had a Chevy Suburban.
Part. Right.
My bumper got damaged. So they took a bumper from another Chevy Suburban and used it. They painted it and put it on my car. So in essence,
that's kind of OEM. That is. That's an OEM part.
But in reality, it's not. It's
a used OEM part, but it's still good.
It was wonderful.
Right. And it can save a lot of cars because, you know, some people may not want to have a car totaled out.
Right.
You know.
Which insurance, it can happen pretty quick,
the cost
of repairing these cars.
With all of the things that are in that car, airbags, whatnot. Yeah.
Marty, let's talk real quickly about the wonderful job Luther Auto does for glass repair. That's really where you got into the auto business, wasn't it,
exactly.
With glass repair?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And glass repair has really come around, too. I mean, it's more technical than ever, but at the same time, we will come to the home, work, office, wherever it needs to be done. We can still do mobile service.
Right. Fantastic.
So
and
we're
they'll
very
do repair, they'll do replacement, whatever needs to be done.
Absolutely, Tom.
And glass is such an important part of the structure of that vehicle now. I don't think we realize how strong that glass
is. Yeah, you want to have not only the right piece of glass, but you want to have the right person putting that glass in.
Right. And your guys are trained?
Yes, they're industry trained.
Quite a bit of training, really.
Absolutely. Yep.
Continuous, ongoing? I mean,
never stops.
I remember a client of ours working with Luther. The glass was put in, and they just had a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and they called me up, Tom, it's not right. I can hear, I think it was a low whistling.
Right.
And I remember I made one phone call. They got the car right back in the shop. They missed a little bit of glue or whatever. They redid that whole windshield for them, no cost, no charge. Got the thing working perfectly. And that's one of the things I like about working with my clients with Luther is because we know there's not a problem.
Right. And, you know, sometimes things happen, you know. And,
absolutely.
And it's how you can fix
that
problem.
I make mistakes.
Really?
You're not kidding me, Tom.
But it's how you fix that when you do have a mistake. And you know, we're not in the business of trying to make mistakes, obviously. But when it happens, you know what? We want to make sure we take care of that customer.
It does happen.
Yeah.
But, Marty, you know, I want to get back to our principle of the day a little bit, the synergy, you know, energized synergy, right?
Right.
And there's a fascinating secret about synergy, Marty, that I've discovered over the years. You know, and I've been fortunate because I get to meet, in my business, I get to meet successful people like yourself. I get to talk to them. I've always asking, you know, what's the secret to your success? What's the secret to your success, right? And success, friends, I've got a secret about synergy that I want to share with everybody. Okay? Is that okay, Marty?
Yeah,
I'd like to hear that too.
Yeah, please do.
I think you might have told me, but when I first heard it, I just didn't understand it. Okay? I mean, I heard it back about 30 years ago, and I really didn't understand this principle. But here it is, energized synergy. So, Marty, just think, you're starting out, you're looking for that something special. You know, I'm looking for that silver bullet that's going to make me successful, right?
Right.
Well, here it is. Energized synergy. Are you ready, Marty?
Oh, edge of my chair.
Tom, can you come on? I haven't got much time left.
Sorry, Jerry. But energized synergy, it provides us with personal power. Now, think about it. I've got a group of people working together that got my back. I mean, we look at a football team. You've got, I'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the spotlight's on him, but he's got that power that he's got because he's got such a wonderful group of people protecting him, working with him, doing the things they need to do. And when I start out, hey, it's going to be me, it's my business, I'm going to be this, you know, hot shot, I didn't really start succeeding until I was willing to partner up with people and listen more than I talked, get good partners like Luther Auto to work with me and bring that to the group, to our group of clients. Would you agree with that, though, Marty? Is that a secret of success or what?
Exactly. You're right on. Spot on.
There you go. It's a secret for you starting out. Get as much help as you can. Cooperation, partners.
Yeah, I think part of it, it's real simple. If you like people and you're, you know, I've been blessed to have a lot of great people surround me around my life as far as, you know, professional as well as personal. But you have to learn to accept help. And, you know, most people are willing to give it, but you just have to ask.
They don't. Yep, that's right. They just they don't want to bother you.
Right.
But they will definitely reach out.
But you know something, Tom? I truly believe that, you know, when you gain these multiple perspectives on any issue, it might be personal, it might be in business. But, you know, the opportunity to let people work with you and make decisions, I think the decisions actually are better. I think you come up with a better plan.
I think you've bounced them off someone.
Right.
So you kind of hear what's going on.
Right.
Now, Marty, how, you know, one of the things I know about success, Marty, is it's not a smooth ride.
Right.
Now and then we have a bump in the road.
Right.
Right?
Yes, you do.
For the Minnesota Vikings, it was about 15 years.
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't it another rebuilding year? Oh, sorry.
We'll do quiet on that. But everybody has struggles. I have had struggles. Jenna, our producer, has even had struggles, believe it or not.
Right.
But, Marty, how has Energize Synergy helped you in the difficult times?
Well, I think, again, it goes back to I like people.
Okay.
And I'm willing to listen more now than I've ever listened in my life. I mean, Synergy to me is I become a better listener.
Right.
And by listening better, I'm equipped to weigh kind of both sides of the issue. And then at the end, someone does have to make that call. But by asking the right questions with the people that surround you.
Right.
It tends to tap into that inner, you know, things that people have making decisions. I think it's a bubble up. It's a bubble up feel, you know. So people actually come with their ideas and the decisions are actually better.
So tough times, you have people that you have a network of support. You can go to them, bounce things off of them.
Right.
Know that you're not in this thing by yourself and you can keep moving forward.
Exactly.
I like it. I like it. Jerry, do you like that? I like that. Marty, let's remind our success friends of how to get in touch with you, but really with Luther Auto. When they have a problem, if they want to buy a car, if they need a tow, if they need a windshield, if they've been in an accident.
One simple number to remember is 1-877-LUTHERS, and that's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I love it. Any final thoughts, Marty?
Yeah, Tom, first off, thanks again for having me today on your show. It was great, and I truly believe Synergy is alive and well today.
I like it. It is, isn't it?
It is.
We're having a good time here.
Right.
Is that it? All you got for me?
You know, and I think the thing is, whether you're in business or in personal life, having the buy-in from different perspectives, it not only creates better outcomes, but it builds a better team.
I like that, Marty. Yeah. And team building is something that you know about.
Yeah.
And success friends, I want to thank Marty for coming in. I hope our success friends have learned something. I know I have, Marty. So thank you very much. I want to thank Jenna, our producer, and all the wonderful people here at KLBB Radio 1220 that help us make this show work. I love being a part of Club 1220. And success, friends, it's called Energize Synergy. It is mindfulness at its highest level, you choosing to work in harmony with another to expand possibilities. And remember, when we expand our mind, it never returns to its original form. So we're coming to the end, Marty. That's about all we have time for. We're hoping everybody has a successful week this week. Remember, www.lutherauto.com, fiercechoice.com if they need an insurance quote. And they can always call us to find out how to get a hold of Luther Auto. We're always there for them. And remember, GPS, the number 4, success, and they can sign up for those free lemon drops. A little bit of inspiration that melts in your mind all day long.
Very nice.
Very nice. The last thought I have is that with Synergy, Marty, it's just a brighter, brighter day. Would you agree?
I'd have to agree.
And Jerry, how about you? Do you have any thoughts out there for our success friends before we go?
Yeah. Slow down. It's scary out there.
Thanks, Jerry. Bye.
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 Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.